All right. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Jake Dunlap Show. We are very excited that you joined us. If you haven't tuned in, this is the show where we talk to celebrities, thought, and industry leaders to really discover their journey to success. I am super excited that you're joining us. This show is like no other. I can promise you that. You might laugh, you might cry, but you will definitely leave inspired and gain a whole new level of insight into those people that you follow, love, and admire.
Welcome to another episode of Mini Episode Mondays, where every Monday, Jake will be bringing you bite-sized clips from sales calls he's done, interviews he's been on, or simply his hot take on a given topic. This week, we'll be bringing you Jake's thoughts on the future of B2B selling in 2022, how he made his first $1 million, and we'll finish this week's episode with Jake's top three apps to enhance your productivity. This first clip is Jake's thoughts on the future of B2B selling in 2022.
Well, I think it's one of the weird parts about sales, right? Think about sales, like if you really like zoom out, it's like this like weird chess game between two people who actually want to come up with a good outcome, right? Like you don't go to, you know, somewhere to buy something and want it to be awkward and weird or you know, confrontational. And the salesperson certainly doesn't want that, but we've built this construct almost that's very seller. And candidly, a lot of it just comes down to how we built sales methodologies. And there was a world when the salesperson had all the knowledge, right? You couldn't buy a big screen. You had to go to Best Buy and talk to someone about it, right? Because I couldn't find everything I wanted to find on, you know, online. And as we move to a world where people have more access to information than ever before, I think that, you know, what people are looking for today is someone who can be a guide, who's an expert, who knows their space really well, and can help somebody to make the right decision. And I think sales has always been about that at its core, but I feel like as we move forward into, you know, rest of 2021, 2022, that idea of the salesperson being an expert and a guide and a support person, not doesn't mean laying over, but and consulting them, I think it's just going to be required. I think customers are good. They're not going to want to talk to anybody if you can't add value, right? Like it's like buying an airline ticket today or like even buying a house, right? It's like, yuck, let me just go do my own searches. Let me do my own information. And I think sales is, you know, B2B sales in particular just hasn't maybe caught up to that yet.
Everyone wants to be a millionaire, but it seems like a daunting task to get to. Here's how Jake got to his first million.
All right, what's going on, everyone? I got a question earlier about how I made my first $1 million. And I think this is one of those numbers, that $1 million number, that a lot of people look at as like, whoa, like this is a part of it. This is, you know, this is a number that all of a sudden, like I'm the man or woman, right? Like I've done this shit and I'm an expert. You know, look, how I made my first million is through a lot of hard work and mistakes. And so unlike a lot of, you know, kind of quick win, you know, like, oh, I put the right money in at the right. I'm not here to tell you that story. Okay. I'm here to tell you the story of how when I was 20, when did I start? 26, maybe 25. I started investing what's called a 401k. Started maxing it out. Right. And for those of you who are like, man, investing in a 401k sounds old school. It's free money. The government's getting ready to take 30% of it as is. Right. So I want all of you to think. So to me, how I made that first million, started investing almost from the jump. As soon as I got a job, started maxing out my 401k. By the time you're 35, you keep maxing out that 401k, even after 10 years. I'm telling you, that gets you to 300, 250, 300 of it. Right. So that's way number one. Number two, I kept taking jobs for more growth. If you follow my channel, you listen to what I say, I talk about this all the time. So guess what? Maybe I gave up making an extra $20,000 this year in sales, but I got into sales leadership. Guess what? Maybe I lost out whenever I went back in to be an enterprise rep for a year to learn that skill. Maybe I missed out on 50 grand. But let me tell you what didn't happen. Then when I got my first VP job, guess what happened to my income? Beep. Right? And so many times, if you want to get to that million, and that's probably what got me the next 500 or 600. And it's only that extra 100, which was from a really good exit that I had, that kind of pushed it up and over. But for the most part, my friends, the way that I made my first million was work and putting money away and not, and trust me, I went out and had lots of fun, but always thinking, man, if I do this, that's going to get me to here. And then am I doing this to where my income 3 years from now or 4 years from now, everyone thinks they want to be a millionaire right now. My friend, millionaires are actually usually made by putting in the work and doing the smart things on the day to day. So if you want to make your first million or maybe your next 10 million, that's my recipe. All right, my friends, I hope that hits home. Go out there, make your first million, make your next 10 million, and make sure you tune in, subscribe to the latest videos we have on sales, entrepreneurship, and leadership.
In order to make that first million, Jake had to work incredibly hard and enhance his productivity. Here are Jake's top three apps to improve your efficiency immediately.
All right, lots of questions about productivity. How do I become more productive? Jake, what do you do? You know, what are some ways you've seen people get better at it? I have on average 60 plus meetings a week, and I'm literally 0% stressed out about it. And I'll tell you why. It's because of these three productivity hacks. They're not really hacks, they're just apps that I use that help to just make things sane. Number one, Evernote. Okay, Evernote is where I store every random thought or idea or thing I'm stressed about. It's because so much of that clutters your head. You're like, oh, I gotta remember that thing. Oh, I gotta do this, or ooh, this was a good idea. The key, at least for me, this is what works for me, find whatever works for you. If I can get that idea out of my head and just there, and then guess what? In the morning, I'll usually open it. I've got two or three different random notes. Some of them are like ideas for posts. Some of them are like conversations I need to have. And then sometimes I look at them like, I don't really need to act on that. It was just something like an impulse that I had. So Evernote, my friends, I cannot recommend it enough. Make sure, check it out or some version of that. Number two is Superhuman. Superhuman is the best email tool that exists today. Okay, we'll link to it below. Go check it out. No, there's no affiliate marketing deal here. Superhuman allows you to manage from your keyboard all your email interactions. You never need to go to your mouse. Now that I'm telling you this, how many times do you think you go to your mouse to do things? And imagine that time that you spend there. It might seem trivial, but it's not. But it allows you to do things like, you know, basically like create snippets, which you can do in Gmail. If you can snooze with just the click of a button, there's a lot of features that it has. And I tried to guesstimate. I think it probably makes me 25 to 30% more effective at email. So if you're not doing that, I really want you to go check out Superhuman. Number three is your calendar. Okay. And this might not be, I don't know, for a lot of you, like, you know, you can use whatever app. I use GCal, right? You can use whatever app is best for you. I plan out everything in advance. And so what I mean by that is, like, let's say if I've got a big project and I need time, I don't just start working on it. I don't put blocks in my schedule for tomorrow. I put blocks in my schedule for 3 months out and work the whole thing backward. And so therefore, what happens? I don't have to worry about it. I just show up. I'm like, oh, today's the day I'm doing that thing. Boom, execute. So my friends, those are my top three productivity hacks. I promise you, I promise you that if you implement those strategies, here's what's gonna happen to your stress, and here's what's gonna happen to your productivity.
If you enjoyed the show, please leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on any future episodes of the Jake Dunlap Show.